Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. This is a great Thursday night here in Nashville, actually in Brentwood, Tennessee at quote-unquote, the studio, and I'll explain that later. We're going to start our show off tonight with some music by an artist named Maggie McClure. It comes from Norman, Oklahoma, an old stomping ground of mine. The name of the song is The Girl You Want to Be. Maggie McClure with The Girl You Want to Be. Great song. Check her out at maggiemcclure.com. And thank you to our sponsor, Regime Entertainment, always for supplying our music. All right. We are going to get down to business now. I am joined by Alicia and by Taylor. They are both singer-songwriters, and one of them's an actress, Alicia. And they're in their 20s. And we have had some discussions about expectations going into relationship and expectations of what a relationship would be like or is supposed to be like. And so we're just going to have a little three-way discussion. to talk about this a little bit. So, Alicia, I'm going to start with you because this topic was kind of your idea coming into it. You wanted to, you know, kind of have that discussion about expectations. Share your experiences, exactly. So why don't you go ahead and start and talk about a little bit about, you know, when you're getting into a new relationship or, you know, a new friendship even, of anything that you're doing, how do you set your expectations?
Well, I think it's good to, life experiences kind of tell you what you should expect and what you know who you are and what you want, but I think it's good not to expect the other person to do things for you, but to believe that they, if they care for you, they will do things like sweet things for you, or, you know, it's fair. That's what when I go in for what I expect, I try not to expect anything except fairness, respect towards each other.
Honesty.
And real, like, something real.
Right.
Nothing, you know, playing games and none of that, and stuff that anybody wants for anything that can be labeled as real.
Now, do you make that known going in? Do you tell the person?
If we're
going to
be going into a relationship, not if we're just like dating in the beginning,
yeah.
Not up front, but I think anybody would know if I'm a sincere person, if they met me and, you know, talked to me, then that's what I would expect in a relationship with someone.
So, okay, you meet somebody new, and Taylor, hop in on this one too. If you meet somebody new and you exchange phone numbers and, you decide to go out on a date, first date, okay, go to dinner or something, while you're talking at dinner, does that topic not come up?
If you're enjoying your conversation with someone for a while and you're there for a while, I think it would.
Okay, because you would want to be.
But you want it
at,
in a casual sense,
yeah,
not like
casual sense. No, this is what you're going to do
yeah,
for me when
no,
you know day
yeah.
five or day
but
six.
But then you're
right?
expecting something from someone when you're just meeting them, so you can't. You got to like put it out there that you, of who you are. You tell yourself, you tell other people who you are, but you don't like expect from the other person that anything's going to come from this. Second or the next date or
right.
another date, because you don't even know by the end of the date till, you know, so you can't come off too strong. It's
well,
basically
okay,
what
yeah,
I'm saying. Don't
okay.
come off
showing
too much information.
Yeah.
No, that's
so
that should come
the
later.
Third, fourth date, Taylor,
yeah,
you think so?
Definitely. I feel like first date is too soon to be talking about the future.
Yeah.
Well,
you
not in the future, but
know.
What your realistic expectations are of any relationship you have, not
well,
any, not just that
any
one,
expectation
but,
is, I feel like, is has to do with how they're going to treat you later on and how what the relationship even means.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at that point, it's just not, you're not there yet. And you probably shouldn't be because you don't know them yet.
Yeah.
But at the end, if they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to call you, and then they don't, that's when it turns
but
into...
You're
well,
because
you expect it because
yeah,
it was
that
told.
Was
that was that's a reality
yeah.
then.
Well,
that's
a false
expectation
yeah,
because
exactly.
of what past relationships other people did or what other people's relationships do for each other. It's and that's anything in life. I'm not even talking about relationships. There's so many people come to this town wanting record deals and expect that if I'm going to be here for this amount of time, I should have a record deal. And then they're depressed and they're sad by the time a year or 2 years go by
sure.
instead of just rolling with the flow. So I understand rolling with the flow, but I also believe that there are people who you can't just say, oh, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and then expect to know what does a boyfriend and girlfriend do.
Right.
That varies to everybody.
Right.
You don't cheat on each other. You don't disrespect the other person, and you do things that are in love and thoughtful for the other person, but that's just generalizing it. Those are just general statements. That's
yeah.
not specific, and
every
you only find that out
thing, yeah.
being with each other and getting to know each other.
Every couple's got their thing.
So it's don't expect something that maybe you got from a past relationship, but you should expect if you are in a relationship, not cheating. There's the general standard
yeah.
rules.
Well, let's talk, okay, so fidelity, you know, not cheating, like you said, honesty, communication.
Yeah, communication.
What else am I missing? Because, you know, I'm so good at this.
Trust. I mean, you want to be able to let your guard down.
Well, that's
you can't.
Okay, let me ask you that. You know, is trust earned or is trust given?
I think it should be given until it's like until they give you a reason not to be.
Yeah.
Do you agree with
yeah.
that?
I do. I think because I think you should go in open-heartedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then,
and,
yeah.
And I'm going to stop both of you there. You say that, and I agree with you because you're in your 20s. Okay.
I see where
15
you're going.
15 years from now, I'm going to ask you that question
so
again. You say it has to be earned, and that's what you're going to say. Because
it,
you
it depends.
Burned, so many,
yes.
by so many
if you've been, if you have been,
mm-hmm.
I mean, then yes, you do, and that's your life, and that's how you turn out, or that's how you evolve to protect yourself. Naturally, we're going to evolve, but there are people who've been able to fall in love. I have an ex that I was with for 4 years, and on the third date, he told his car almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 8 years ago, almost died, and I met his mom that night. I drove out in the middle of boondocks to find him, like help him. Totaled his truck, broke his nose, and later that night he said, I know this is too soon, but I love you. Like, he just knew it, and we were together for 4 years, like an overall really good relationship. And some things you just know in the beginning, even if they don't work out later on, but you just know.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to go in open-heartedly. You always have to start over, and it sucks because people don't know how to do that.
Right.
They don't know how to hit the refresh button. So then they end up either getting bitter, or they get way too guarded to even, like, open up to somebody new. Or, you know, everybody, it varies. Like, it's just sad. You don't get to play the innocent card and be, like, a fresh start. And that's what sucks for some people.
But you can do that. You just have to want to.
You have to know it without
knowing
it.
Yeah. Well, that's why there's therapy. and alcohol, right?
Yeah,
and Ben and Jerry's.
And Ben and Jerry's. Nice.
Sometimes all together.
That's a dangerous combo.
I'm going to Ben and Jerry's alcohol
at
my
therapist.
Office. Exactly. See, that's the kind of therapist office we should open, for sure.
Yes. Oh, I think that
would be
busy.
That would be awesome.
I'd go.
That
really
awesome.
It's really a bar that sells ice cream. That's really what it would be.
I think we could do that.
Because most bars are
this town
crazy.
Would welcome that with money, I'm sure. So. Okay, so back to the expectations thing. So you're talking about, okay, let's wait a little time. Let's have a little, you know, few dates or, you know, few weeks or however long. I mean, you can, question. Do you count how long you've been dating or how many dates you've been on? Because you might go on, one day a week or four dates in a month. That's not very
What
nice.
Constitutes a date? Does it have to be going out or can it just be like, you know,
hanging out? It depends, if someone's cooking for you. Like, I want to invite you over and cook for
that's
you.
That's a date.
That's a date.
Okay. But if you're just always casually like, oh, we left playing a gig together
and
now we happen to...
at the bar.
Or we happen to watch a movie because I don't want to go home yet, then that's not a date.
Well,
that's hanging out.
Is that a date? Yeah. Okay, it's a date. Then.
Potential to get to know them more, which... If it's that anything in a comfortable environment that you could do with anybody or like at home where it's really personal, I think then you already have to be on some official dates or a couple official dates to know that it's romantic. Then it can be qualified as dates. If
dates
it's
don't
like,
always have to be romantic either.
No, but romantic meaning you are wanting to invest romantically with a person. You're not, if this is not friend thing, we're hanging out and then all of a sudden the other person thinks you're on a date and you're
not
like, wait.
Enough.
We're just at a bar,
we've all been there,
we've not even had an official date, so it doesn't count.
All been there, done that. I'm in the friend zone, and you're not, or vice versa, you know, so. So what else did you want to add? Did you want to add something else to that expectation thing?
No.
Taylor, no?
You have no expectations?
I go into it with no expectations whatsoever. I feel like... When I was younger, I kind of went into it, and I'm like, this is going to be birds and rainbows, and
puppies
everything's going to be great, and he's going to fall in love with me immediately. And now I go into it, and I'm like, okay, he's probably a douche. We'll figure it out.
You expect the worst, almost, and anything's going to be better than the worst.
Exactly.
You know what?
There
are three very easy words for you to remember. Those three words are lower your standards.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend. I don't know how she's doing now. I think she's in a relationship,
she's
doing good. She used to have such high standards.
Yeah.
Like I will post some memes about Captain America. That doesn't mean that I'm actually wanting to date a Captain America. Am I attracted to that type? But that's a very general statement. That's like any guy who's, you know, all about like American being like that man's man. Like, but then I'm gonna take care of you and like keep you safe. And that's what I mean generally. So, but she used to really, like, features to the money, to the everything, have such high standards. And I wanted to be, I won't say names, I wanted to be, tell her, like, you need to lower your standards.
Yeah.
Not because she expected too much
right
from the get-go. And I said, you're going to be single for a long time.
Forever.
That's why I was like, that's what I meant by it.
Right.
That she was unrealistic. And then I thought because she was being very critical of guys, unless they were Mr. Perfect physically, I was like, well, then what is he going to be like in person? Like, is a real... He may look great on Instagram and on Facebook, and you've seen him once or twice in person, but who is he like in a relationship?
Right.
And I think women have to realize that Mr. Perfect doesn't exist.
Nobody's perfect.
There's only one perfect man.
Yes.
Who's that?
He's going to say him.
Mr. Imperfect, and anybody who knows me knows that. So, and I don't try to be any more than I am, and that's part of the thing. But you brought up something. Actually, you brought up something that's a really interesting point, especially in towns like Nashville and LA and New York, where
ambitious places.
Well, not even that, but entertainment places.
Yeah.
Where you have two people. You have the diva type who's made up and can't leave the house without being decked out head to toe. You know, the heels, the makeup, the hair cannot be, you know, and we'll use Dolly Parton as an example. And she admits it. She is so sweet, but she doesn't leave her house without everything.
That's her.
But there are a lot of people who are like that. you know, that we know. But, you know, and I'm going to come back to Alicia. Okay, I've known you for a couple of years now, and you know, Alicia can doll herself up with the best in town, but she right now got her glasses
on, her
hair in a bun,
and
she looks fantastic.
And oily face.
And, you know,
she can get
away from
it. Y'all are just my friends.
No, I don't even like you, but you know.
I'm the only one drinking wine right now.
So accept it. But I'm just saying that there are those types of women who cannot leave their house without it, and then there's types who can do both, go both directions. Mm-hmm. The point of the whole discussion that I was trying to make that I cannot remember now is that those women who are the divas, quote unquote, are the ones with the higher expectations.
And that's how my
friend
was.
Because they need to have, you know, eye candy.
Yeah.
You know, but when everybody has to wake up in the morning next to each other, can you handle it? You know,
and it gets old too.
The guy who's all buffed out. You know what? Maybe she needs a. Is it you, Captain America, or is her Captain America?
She stole the idea from me.
Well,
I brought her to a Captain
both
America
you,
movie, and she was like, "He's perfect," and
both
I'm like,
of you
"Okay."
Need to settle for a guy in a Captain America T-shirt, maybe. Okay.
Hey, I want to give hugs to any guy in a Captain America shirt. I will call him out across the place. I'll be like, "You with the Captain America shirt? Give me
a
hug."
I have a Batman T-shirt. I'm Batman. But that's okay, you know. So.
I just like the idea of the Captain America. It's not about being with... I don't want to be with a beautiful guy. I don't. Because I know girls would be all over that. And I'm too busy and ambitious to want to be distracted by a guy who's either a womanizer or he himself has a lot of women pouring over. I would never date anybody famous, ever. Because it's not... To me, it's not worth it. And it's not like I haven't been around a guy like... who, you know, that I'm like, oh, this is potentially we want to be together, but he's famous, so I had to make that choice. I have not had to do that yet. But I know going into it, there are certain professions that I'm like, you know what, I don't want this to happen. Unless it was like God's choice, you know, paved way, then that's just meant to be. It'll happen.
Right.
And I don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
But I'd rather be with like a normal 9-to-5 type of guy or do, you know, just do normal things with it and me be his, like, the only entertainer that he knows
right.
and he wants to be with and hopefully supports me, because
right.
that would be a big issue.
Well, and I've told, I don't know, a gazillion people if you're never to date a musician.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've been there. I've dated a musician.
And I'm still friends with some of them.
Friends with some of them. And some of them, I know some musicians and artists who do have real relationships, and I've seen those guys and the way they behave towards other women, and I've seen them show respect to their wives or their fiancés or their girlfriends, and I give them even more respect.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I tell their girlfriends, like, when your guy's around me, you know, he's a good guy.
Right.
Like, he is sincere
gentleman,
and real, and it's
right.
not just because friends. Like, I'll know him before I knew her,
right.
sort of a thing.
Right.
And I'm like, you have a good guy.
But it a lot of it has to do with their relationship, their trust
yeah.
and their relationship. Does she trust him?
And
what,
if he wanted, if he
too.
Wanted something real, is he aiming for the lifestyle of a rock star, or does he want to be, you know, the
right
in the industry and be happy with that.
But let's flip it around now, okay? So a regular 9-to-5 guy is dating one of y'all.
That's what
Who's running? Mm-hmm. I mean, who's traveling? Who's playing out at night?
That
who's
can,
working
yeah, be
all
a
the
huge
time?
Problem if
he's
not,
you know, when you're not working or playing, you know, writing, your face is in the phone or whatever, and you know, the public knows you. The public wants a piece of you. And, you know, shake your hand, give you a hug, whatever. How they deal with that is more important.
I think it's the same. I think it's exactly the same as a male musician, female musician.
Both ways.
Guys have really bad jealousy issues, too. And sometimes they can't handle the fact that you are not, coming home at 6 to have dinner with them.
Yeah.
Like you
or you're riding with a guy or your bandmate.
Yeah.
Or
if you're going out and playing like a totally different city, a different state, doesn't know what you're doing, doesn't know who you're hanging out with, you know, like
I think
that's
if you're
trust
with
comes in.
It is, and if you're with a guy who's secure and mature, and if he has a problem, he confronts you about it. But you always, and what I believe, if you're always offering someone and including them in things, because you trust they'll be sociable and be kind to other people and not embarrass you. But if you're always inviting them in, they have no reason to distrust.
Right.
Because you're gonna. I have a gig here. You want to come this
yeah.
weekend? Oh, you don't? Okay, well, then maybe here's the other gigs that showed up or that popped up. And always invite somebody. Then you are including them in on your life, and you hope that you're with someone who's already mature and secure in themselves, and if they have an issue, they will confront you about it, just
right.
like you would them.
Right.
Because there's a lot of guys who are used to getting girls hit on, like girls hitting on them all the time, and then there's guys who aren't used to it, and the guys who aren't used to it can be really worse at being loyal because they don't know how to handle the attention.
Right.
And that's more insecure, you know, for someone dating that guy or first of the girl who all of a sudden lost all this weight or got implants and now is like, oh, like all these guys, all these other options out there, and
right.
that's hard to deal with.
Well, and that is something that should be brought up on the first date, in my opinion. I mean,
yeah.
you know, this is my life, and, you know, figure,
I tell
you know, prospective women that I'm dating or want to date or I'm going to have dating or first or second date, you know, I do this show, I have a day job, I'm writing a book, I do voiceover, I do acting, I do, you know, but I make time for what's important.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the important thing is, can you make time for what's important? If they're important enough to you, will you make time for them?
Priorities, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the saying, no one's ever too busy, it's priorities.
Exactly.
You know,
now, am I going to give up a paying gig to take you out? That's
money?
The choice we're going to have. Am I going to get
But you
guys think
it as any business, you know?
Well, yeah, am I going to get a $200 promo gig, you know, emceeing a show or something, you know, to take you out? Well, probably not, because I'm going to take that $200 and spend it
unless
on you anyway.
Unless it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Then,
so
know,
that's kind of a big
story.
Deal. Yeah, like you can't...
September 23rd, by the way. Okay. Anyway, carry on.
Well, and you know what? It has to be understood. But the thing
right.
is, sometimes it just doesn't work out and it's nobody's fault.
Because right.
I've been in a 4-year relationship and I totally understood why the last thing you said was it's either me or the music. Through a voicemail.
Done.
Well, the thing is, I didn't choose, but he chose,
yeah.
and so that's what caused me to get a divorce,
right.
and I've been at peace ever since, 5 years, and not lost of sleep, and I'm still like, he'll hit me up or call me up or text me, because he took the male dogs, and I have a female dog, and so that was our children that we had to split up.
And the mate.
Yeah, so that was our children, the dog.
The dog.
But the thing is, like, so that's the only reason why we really, like, kept in touch, or, like, because of, like, whatever history, reaching out. But I totally forgive him and understand. I was totally at peace. I understood. You know what? He can't handle it. He can't, you know, he's constantly questioning or he's nervous or anxious. Like, and I'm not the one making the choice. He is. So I'm going to be okay with that.
Well, you're
like,
okay. Was he?
No, he had. Yeah. He fought demons for years. Like, he told me that. And I always told him, like, I forgive him and I understand. And to this day, like, he will, like, we'll talk every 6 months, like, randomly. And
right.
I don't reach out to him. But
right.
it's just... All I'm saying is, like, sometimes it's okay if it doesn't work out because the other person couldn't understand your career.
Well,
but it was worth still giving a try.
Yeah, and you have to remember, and I've said this numerous times, so I'm sorry, gang, if I'm repeating myself, but these two haven't heard it yet.
Mm-hmm.
One of two things is going to happen. You're going to get married, live forever, or you're going to break up. There's no in-between when you're in a relationship. And if you look at it, and not sound, you know, it's not meant to sound defeated or defeatist, I guess, about it, but it's just a fact. I mean, we're going to grow old with one person,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you're either going to get married and live together forever, or you're going to break up. There's no other option.
And just like I say,
death counts as breaking up, by the way. So
it takes two people to be together, but it only takes one to not be together.
Exactly.
Just one.
So if you're
married and together or you're in a relationship, good for y'all, okay?
Yay.
Think of how much you accomplished,
yes.
okay?
Keep it going.
You're still together.
Yeah, keep it going.
You choose to be together. You
don't
choose
to be and keep romance
choose
alive.
Choose to share your life.
Keep it going. But anyway, so the point of that is that if it doesn't work out with that person, that's why it wasn't the one that you're going to grow up.
I don't believe in soulmates.
I don't either. I didn't say so. I never said the S word.
But
ever.
I don't think that there are soulmates. I just don't think that there's only one. I think that there can be multiple.
That's what I'm
people
saying.
You
there's
can
not.
Have
I'm not saying you're perfect
a
for
soul connection.
I'm not saying force anything with anybody. But I believe there's out of the millions of people you're gonna meet, or maybe in your lifetime, or walk past and you don't even know it. But the hundreds of people, like guys in our life,
mm-hmm.
or the females in yours, there will be just a small percentage that will be right for you. But no one's gonna ever be perfect.
No.
So there's still going to be some understanding, some compromise, some arguments, and back to the delusion of the topic, if you don't know that in a relationship that you have to work stuff out, you will never be in a long-term relationship. And not even long-term, you will always have a disastrous short-term relationship, too. You will never have a relationship with someone. It'll be a delusional whatever dating scene that you had that maybe it was publicly aired. And
we don't know anything about that, do we?
Maybe it was on Facebook or whatever, you know.
But no, and no, I totally agree. Soulmates do not exist except maybe girlfriends or soulmates with each other, sisters, whatever you want to, you know, go on. I did a 2-part show on that, actually. But that doesn't mean you're not going to grow old with somebody.
Right.
And find some, soulmate and growing old together are separate things, okay? Soulmates seem to be the type of people who don't have those arguments, and they just are just so connected. And because I'm doing radio, I'm interlocking my fingers.
But they also have had, I know.
But they're best friends.
Yes. But they've also had their arguments in the past, and they've gone so far past the I hate you, I want to kill you the first year of marriage stage.
7 years.
Or whatever. whatever longevity they've had a relationship or known each other. Because there's people who've known each other forever and dated for 10 years, got married, and were divorced within the first year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there are people who, you know, got married in on the whim and ran off to Las Vegas, and there are that few percentage that, like, are still together.
Yeah.
And you're like, for real?
For
because
real.
That was their destiny, I believe.
And they wanted to
share each other's life.
And they wanted to work it out.
And
they
luckily, neither one of them had such an ambitious career that pulled them away from the other person. That's another thing. A lot of us can have opportunities in our lives that pull us away from a relationship. And we have to make the choice with it. Even if you don't make the decision to end the relationship, that I still held on to this passion or this opportunity and the other person could understand. And that's what's sad. That's what I'm saying. It can be neither person's fault.
Right.
In the situation, it just didn't work out because of the career or
ambition. Well, that's why those aren't meant to be, because that person, if they, you know...
Maybe they're meant to be for that time and moment to get you, to help
instead
you.
Instead of Mr. Right, Mr. Right Now. You know,
right.
But that's...
It sounds so using.
I know, okay.
Like,
but
you're useful for right now, for the first year.
Okay, well, let me ask both of you this question, and Taylor, you answer first. Would you give up your dream of music for a man?
That's
a yes or no question.
That was
Come
a loaded
on.
Question.
Oh.
It was loaded.
No, it wasn't, because you
I know my
choice.
Answer,
you,
but
I know your answer.
Because I don't know.
Okay, let me rephrase
I haven't
it.
I haven't met the guy
right,
that
right.
I would
want.
Leave music
okay,
for.
Okay, but let me say, let me rephrase it, because I didn't phrase it correctly. Would you're never going to give up music, but would you give up your potential career in music for somebody else? For a guy.
Like I said, I haven't met any man that has made me, you know, question that or think that would be an issue, but...
Guys, you're missing out. She's like off the chain.
She's hotter than Ariel.
You know.
With her red hair.
I do a Brenda now.
Yeah.
No.
No, you wouldn't. Alicia?
In where I'm at, if the right guy, and I'm not just saying, like, I'm generally stating right guy, like, it doesn't have to be Mr. Perfect or whatever, but if he and I were together and he understood my career and we wanted to settle down and have kids, and he, you know, obviously as a female, I would have to take some time off to have kids, and I wouldn't be able to take opportunities. To me, it's not giving up a career. If someone loves you, they want you to always take opportunities,
mm-hmm.
but the opportunities are now going to be changed in the decision factor. So when I'm with somebody in a serious relationship where I know he gives to me and it's fair, somehow uniquely we both give in a fair way,
right.
then yes, I would make each opportunity vary based on him and my conversation on it.
Okay.
If he was uncomfortable with something and he stated his logical, reasonable case, didn't have to be like, he could just as well just be jealous and be like, listen, I'm not comfortable with you taking an acting part where you're lying in bed with a guy, even if you're not having sex, and it's obviously not porn, it's in a respectable manner, like PG-13 on TV stuff. Well, no, I wouldn't even have to be pregnant to
okay.
do that. I would take, because he matters more in the long run, especially if he said, listen, I'm not trying to take you away from acting. I'm trying to say I'm not comfortable with this, even though you're allowing me to be on set, because they're acting couples. There's
sure.
a lot of them who do that. They are on set.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of directors who have their wife as a female, and
sure.
she's playing the lead role, and it's a sexual part.
Mm-hmm.
But there are going to be some guys you date that just aren't, and especially if they're not in the entertainment business, and I'm willing to refuse a part based on the person I'm with, whether they're a serious boyfriend or a fiance or a husband, for him.
So you would give up, you would give up a potential seven-figure movie offer?
I would state my case to him.
Yeah.
We
need the money. Okay?
If I already felt comfortable with it, that it's stuff that I would do normally, single or not,
right.
And he felt, okay, see if you can negotiate this and this out of it, but I'm okay if this, you lying in bed but not doing this and this with them.
Okay, so what we've determined Alicia needs to be with an entertainment lawyer.
No.
So he can negotiate on his own.
I'm saying that I will listen to any guy that I'm in a serious relationship out of respect to him because I would want him to make decisions And I probably wouldn't do it if we ended up coming down to it that we just couldn't agree on it. But I would only be with someone who's supportive of me to be in the industry in the first place.
Right. So chances of him saying don't do it
would only because of moral issues,
in the first place, because if you're going to be that tight into it together, you're going to have the same morals and faith and all that kind of stuff anyway. So, but I love speculating.
So coming up pretty soon, Harley Davidson is going to auction me off for a bachelorette thing on the 4th. I was dating a guy 3 months back, and on the second week of us being boyfriend and girlfriend, I texted him and I said, this lady sponsor at Harley Davidson wants me to be a bachelorette, to be sponsored off for a date. Is that okay with you? And he goes, yes, of course. And I said, it's for breast cancer and all this, and it's a date. Like, it's, restaurants are giving the certificate, and it's just a casual date. And I said, he said he was so appreciative that I asked him. Because we just became boyfriend and girlfriend. And I said, I don't want to do something and things be awkward because this is 3 months down the road. So if we're still together, it's going to be more serious.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get a feel. I was hoping he was going to be okay with it because there really was no threat.
Right.
But he could come and buy me maybe just as well. Well, now I'm single. So it's even better. It's going down on the 4th.
Hey, you want to just mention it real quick?
Oh, Harley Davidson, Cool Springs on the 4th. And all the money will go to breast cancer research. And the highest bidder for, five of us girls each will be bid off. I think there's five of us. They're going to actually start – I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Okay.
The lady sponsor told me she's going to start tagging me and stuff and get it all – they're getting it packaged together. And then restaurants locally have donated $100 certificates. And I've also said that I would make a cake or cookies since I like to bake for whoever does buy me. So I will bake a dessert, and that is in my bio.
Priceless.
This is another. We had to send a bio. So, here's the singer, songwriter, actress, and she's this, and she's wanting to make for whoever does donate, And
you
I'm not
breakfast, though.
I'm not getting anything out of it, obviously. So I'm putting forth myself as a date with whoever.
Well, what if it's going to be your soulmate? You don't know. You don't
know yet. So you think it's going to be real
date?
Okay, so I want to throw a story in here because this is one more thing you and I have in common,
actually. October 4th.
October 4th, Cool Spring, Harley Davidson in Nashville, Tennessee, outside Nashville, Tennessee. Be there, East Square. What's their website? Do you know? Just look it up, Harley Davidson.
Cool Spring. They'll have the advertisement.
Cool Spring. Okay, so after the flood of 2010, I was auctioned off at a bachelor auction for flood relief.
Okay.
Yeah, up in Hendersonville, Tennessee. So I want to see if you get more money than I do.
Right now I'm so self-conscious about it.
I got $300 for this.
Okay, now you're embarrassing me because I'm honestly, the thing I'm worried about is what if everybody there is for the other girls who broadcasted it and they're just a bunch of family and friends there for them. And I got nobody. I'm going to be embarrassed.
I'll offer $5.
Okay.
$5. We'll start the bidding at $5. We'll pool in
our
money.
My
right?
bakery
yeah,
can
yeah,
need
yeah.
more money than
It'll
that.
It'll be a group date. We'll go out and we'll
it's got to be more than the $100 gift certificate.
Awesome.
Yeah, come on now.
Well, we'll split
you
that
free
up
dinner,
too.
Dinner, right?
Yeah.
Well, my stepmom had, not to...
Yeah, you don't want to get... You don't want her to win. Okay.
She had passed away from breast cancer.
Right.
It started off as breast cancer, and it hit other areas of her body. She fought
it's
it for 5 years.
Definitely.
So I'm doing it for Wendy, who passed away, 5 years ago. Right. So I'm doing it for her, but I know there'll be people out there who just as well have somebody personally they knew.
The guys that are listening, or hear this on archive, do yourself a favor. If you're in the Nashville area, come on out and, the saying is, save the tatas, okay?
Save the tatas.
We're all about that. But, anyway, so let's get back to being delusional, because you know, we're delusional about all of this right now. We have about 10 or 15 minutes that I want to cover, but Taylor, you've been kind of quiet.
I know.
Let's bring your delusion here.
I'm an observer. I like listening.
That's not good for radio.
I know, right?
I've
realized this halfway through.
Yeah.
It's like I'm girlfriends. That thing is for girlfriends. So sometimes one will listen more than speak out because maybe there's one with more problems.
You know what? I was about to say, maybe I just don't have very many issues, you know?
That's
gotta be it, right? Don't even get me started on that. A woman without issues.
Hey, but it varies in life, so it depends on when you hit them in life.
It's an off year.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an off year. I'm having a good year. That's off.
Okay, so it's mid-September almost now.
I know. It's going to be fall in like 2 weeks, in like a week and a half.
Like this weekend.
I mean, pumpkin
spice. It is?
70 weekend. Out. 70s this weekend.
No, but like official fall time. It's supposed to be the end of this month.
First day of fall is on my birthday. Just remember that.
Oh, okay.
September 27th.
All right.
Did I mention that? Yeah, okay.
You might have.
I did. Once or twice. Anyway, I love birthdays, especially mine.
Mine's the next month.
I know. But it's my reliever, right?
I don't know how that works. 12th?
Yeah. You're one of us.
So I'm getting auctioned off the week after the week before my birthday. My sister's coming in town. I'm so excited. She's got a good got a good relationship. She's married.
Well, we can't auction her off then.
Yeah.
Okay, we're taking the attention away from Taylor now.
Taylor, we're like talking about good times. Okay, so wait, I want to go back to expectations. I expect to answer that just to like be like this is my final answer on expectations and delusion. I expect whatever I give into relationship to get it in return. And I had a conversation with someone after a most recent breakup, and I said, what my epiphany was with parting ways with this person was that I was holding back from giving because I was trying to guard myself because the other person wasn't giving.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought after a while, this is toxic to myself because I'm guarding myself, but I don't want to do that. I want to give. I want to nurture. I want to be with someone. So to me, it's all about fairness in your own unique way to give.
Right.
Does it mean like because I cook, you have to be able to cook?
No.
Or that because you make more money, I should have to make more money. And because I've been in relationships where I have tried to buy and play catch up and buy gifts, and I'm like, I can't afford to do it. But I don't want to feel like I'm always taking either. And so it just depends on who you're with.
Well, you're not taking.
No, not taking in that. Right, exactly. No. Not that I was taking, and they told me like, oh, I make more money. I did this to be sweet, and I was like, I know, but I feel like I need to return, and I can't like. I'm putting stuff on my credit card. I can't afford
it.
There's
other things you can do.
I know. There's other things you can do.
We're men. We put a price.
I've been there. Trust me.
Price
I know.
Priceless.
I know.
Stuff, right?
I know. But sometimes you just feel like, and I've been like, that's the thing is, I've been like that since I was 15. My very first boyfriend bought me a Valentine's Day gift. I was so like embarrassed and shy about it that I ran out and bought him a Valentine's Day gift.
Aww.
I could not accept it without giving him like a teddy bear with chocolates or something.
You know what?
It was a very...
That like reminds me of like the bar scene, like when men buy you a drink. It makes me uncomfortable because I feel like there are expectations there. Like,
well, of course it is.
Someone told me the other day, like sometimes like with males, the more money that they spend on a female, the more investment and expectations that they have out of a female. It's like, it's a point system. A married man told me when dating, men can be like a point system. So if they've invested,
they like
they end up, yes. And so,
only the scumbags do that.
But what if you're a female who feels like you've been in a relationship, okay? I've been in like ex like relationships where you get out. And you're still, like, around that person.
Yeah.
And you want to give to them, like, you want to be the same way you were because that's what you know to do, but you try to refrain from being that way because you're no longer together. So, but yet you're still in each other's lives. It's a very limbo situation. That's where, like, again, you can't be friends with people after you've been in a relationship with them.
No.
Unless you've had enough time and distance. Because I'm on good terms with people in my past, you know, there's no demons there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, some people needed time and space between each other.
Sure.
I have an ex-boyfriend who I used to cry about like 2 years ago. And now, like, I'm not in a relationship. He wants to get back. I've told him, like, I don't want to go down that road. But he's recently bought a house, and I'm so happy for him. Like, I give him my, I shouldn't say this. If he's, I doubt he's probably going to listen to me. But patio furniture, I was like, here, I don't need it. You got this huge patio deck, and I'm so happy for it. And I told him that. And but I can't go back, you know.
You're not going to just sit on the patio furniture.
Yeah, not yet. But we can, but in a way, I'm trying to say, like, I'm on good terms with him. Like, we could be friends, but we're not, it's not like you and I, Taylor. It's not like that. So I guess technically.
That's where being, like, somewhat acquaintances and being actual friends.
Friends, there's like real, like, people in
there's
you're
like
always
very,
Yeah, there's a difference.
Didn't I say before men and women can be friends? Yeah, I did say that.
You did say it, yeah.
I love it when I'm right.
But I don't think that you're completely right on that.
I have guy friends. That doesn't mean that I'm going to date them or be with them.
No, but that means they all want to date you.
Like, men and women can be friends. They just can't.
Do you think guys are only interested in
every
romantic?
Every woman says that.
I have male friends.
Every woman says that, too.
But if you're in the entertainment business, you do, because you're subjected to tons of people.
All right. So, here's an experiment I want both of you to do. Sometime over this weekend, I want you to go to one of your male friends that you've never gone out with before and say, I would like to sleep with you. What's your answer?
Oh, my gosh.
Do it.
I thought, no.
And I will say, they will say, okay.
I will text five of them right now, and we will find out.
Five for five.
For real.
No, really. I agree. I think that's probably true. They would be like, yes, but that's man in general. That doesn't mean you can't be friends with somebody.
No, but then it puts a whole, like you said, once you enter that part of the relationship, friendship's
done. Yeah,
then it
turns into somebody
once more. Right? So, and then ultimately, when each of you gets into a relationship with somebody that you're going to be with for a long time, your male friends will drop away because your partner won't want you hanging out with your male friends without them there. And then if you are, what are they bringing that your guy's not, you know? So it's just ultimately it's destined to fail.
Really texting five dudes right
now? Hey, stand by your phones, guys. You never know. You might be one of the lucky five.
I know. I mean, do you want me to?
You don't have to. I'm just saying.
I think you should.
If you
that's
did,
hilarious.
If you did, do it.
Wait, what did you want me to say?
Ask if they would sleep with you. Just say, let's sleep together. I'm coming over in a little bit. Wink face.
Okay, yeah, no, just
I hate when I get the winky eye from a guy.
It means he's got pink eye, that's what that means. If you're going to do this, a text to say, what would you say if I asked you to have sex with me? What would your answer be? Or something like that.
But I'm not going to say it to a guy that I'm, like, interested in.
No,
that's your
five friends. The dudes that you just want to hang out with and be their friends.
Not
this
in your band either, because that might make
them
uncomfortable.
Signals. They might not be listening in, and they will be so confused.
That will be the point.
Yeah.
They don't need
then
to
they're
be
gonna
listening
say,
in.
Yes.
They need to just... What,
but what if I know
when
they want to sleep with
over?
Me, and I didn't want to
you
go down that road?
You made my point. Okay. Again, it's back to being delusional. Just in a different way, right? So, anyway.
Girls and guys.
The beauty of it. But there were... I did... my co-author and I, writing a book. Those don't know I'm writing a book. We did a survey, 100-person survey, just this past week, and one of the questions are, can men and women be friends? And most people, the majority of the people said yes. Well, the majority of the people that took the survey were women. Do the math, okay? So
it's
just, yeah,
that's
we can be friends. Yes, we're
think.
All friends here, but if you ask me the question, I'm going to say, sure, you know? And if you ask any man or woman on the street that are friends that question, they will
okay,
say
then I have a question.
Sure.
Do you believe that you can have friends with benefits?
Oh, sure, if you're both into it. Now, the question is, who's going to become emotionally involved first?
The girl.
No,
well,
wrong.
No.
80% of the time, by fact, it's the man that gets emotionally involved first, and I'll tell you why. Women are emotional about sex, right?
Right. Well,
most of you have sex with your emotions.
Maybe a guard sort of a thing, letting
okay.
the guard down and try.
If you're entering a friends with benefits thing, you're emotionally detached already.
Mm-hmm. You're probably saying it's the first time that women actually remove their emotions
right.
because of what they expect.
Exactly. It's, I just want sex. I don't want any emotion. I don't want any relationship. I just want sex.
And then guys actually let their guard down because they think
do.
That, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah. So yeah, totally. But if you're both into the friends with benefits thing, do your, what's this, what I'm looking at? No. Satisfy your carnal lust.
No.
You need to do. And take care of your business.
I go to church.
I know. I go to church with you sometimes.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't been in a while, though. I feel
either,
bad.
But that's okay.
Last time I went, you were there.
That's right. That's why you don't go anymore, apparently. You should not be there.
No.
I need to go. Yeah, we all need to go. After this show, we're going to need to go. Anyway. So friends with benefits, nothing wrong with it. Go for it. Just be careful about it.
It can work.
Or the adult store works well, too. More and more women, I'm finding more and more women are heading the alone direction. Just don't want to deal with a guy, don't want to deal with the issues of like, okay, so now as men, we're competing with other men, we're competing with other women, and now we're competing with toys.
It's the worst day maybe
like,
to be a man, and single man.
I know. It is difficult being a single guy, much harder being a single guy than being a single woman.
Step it up.
Step it up. Wait. Taylor has said it, y'all. Step it up.
Step it up.
Step up your game, romance. Woo, do everything you're supposed to be doing.
But we live in an era where people are now fair, and it's all, so then technically you're telling them do what's old-fashioned because
exactly.
They don't even want
to. But on the flip side of that, the women have to allow it to happen.
No, game playing, and allow it to happen. It's just sincerity. It's going in, yeah.
You know, do you want somebody to romance you and to woo you?
If you were interested in them, like, check the boxes and the chemistry, but you got to figure out if
it's
chemistry or not.
It's
not
creepy if someone's trying to
Yeah, because then it's too much.
True.
And then
it's a stalker. So, you know.
Well, you don't want to say this.
But that's where the conversation comes. It's where you have to talk to each other the first or second date. You know,
and it can be tough.
Are you interested in pursuing this further? 2 dates is my limit. Are you interested? If you don't know after 2 dates, you're never going to know.
But you want to do
whether you want to go
further,
okay?
It doesn't mean you're not saying marriage or like moving in.
No, hell no.
Like obviously.
The next month even, you know, 2 days.
You're just saying like,
Do you,
do you feel chemistry or not is what you're saying.
2 days,
right?
I feel like you should know almost immediately.
Yeah, but you got to get the first date, you're always nervous.
Isn't there a statistic out there that's like women know whether they want something with you within 30 seconds?
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we're sweating through our T-shirts. We don't have a clue what the hell we're doing.
I think if you know somebody, you've known them for, like, a little while, and then you go on a date and you're just not feeling it, that's different because you changed the you know. But if you don't know a guy or a girl, then you have to, you have to give them a little bit. And no guy that I've been, in a relationship with did I feel anything on the first date. Like, it was usually by the third date that I felt something. Or that I let my guard down. It was never like I was so impressed after the first date and I was so in like, wow, look at them and like, oh, it's great stuff. It took like the third to fourth date for me to be like, you know, let my guard down and like, wow, like almost in love. Like I was, you know, people are waiting to be like
swept
away. Like I've never had that.
Neither have I.
And I'm okay with that because I don't think that it had to happen.
Neither have I.
Oh, my
God. Okay. We're going to go outside a little bit more now, and after the show, we're going to go outside and see if we can get swept away by something. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you guys have a long way to go. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket right away. Just enjoy your life until, God, I sound like Dr. Frickin' Phil. You know, and whatever happens will happen, right? Don't press it.
I've come to that point.
But
like,
also
I understand it.
And also be cognizant. One more thing, and then we're going to wrap up, is... Be careful of being impressed or being romanced.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Somebody throwing money at you and all that. That's
I have a new saying. I just
that?
Came up with a new saying.
Just
the
now?
Last 2 weeks.
No,
I've been telling friends that if there's guys out there, and I've currently come across it, they can rev their engine, but they can't run the track.
Vroom.
They can't. They can sit there and vroom vroom all, but they cannot run the course. They cannot run the track. They cannot run the game.
That's
they do
really
not
good.
Know. There's no longevity.
I
just came up this week,
that
proving
song,
it, talking about someone in particular. And I said it to a friend. Yeah, he was able to rev because you know the people say everything's great at first, and course guys will woo you at first.
Yeah.
But once they got you, then all of a sudden they can't. And I was like, yeah, he revved the engine, but he couldn't run the course. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, it goes back to it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? So if you want her long term, do what you can, but pace yourself. Because, you know, it's a long run.
Exactly.
So pace yourself. So, Taylor, would you like to add anything before we wrap up tonight?
Her phone number is...
Her phone number
I think I'm still... no expectations are good expectations.
And we need more women like you out there. Yeah.
Men,
we can,
oh my
we can handle the no expectation woman and work our way up. It's the ones that are way up here.
I won't even
can't.
Tell you where we're at right now. They'll all be coming running to the doors right now.
Yeah. We'll sacrifice her.
Sacrifice
her
to the guy.
For the good, yes. We'll sacrifice Taylor so we can get
out. Apparently I'm not very good.
You can
good
have her.
Talk radio.
Yeah, you're doing great.
I'm not good.
Alicia, what do you want to finish up with? Anything?
Be fair. Understand who you are. And don't move things too fast, but don't be too slow at it either. Like, just don't, you know.
Yeah.
Know who you are, because I think a lot of times you come across people who don't know what they want and who they are, but they want the glitz and glamour at first, or they don't want to be alone.
Right.
And then people who are wanting something real, like myself, wanting a real relationship, end up getting carried away by people, the guys who didn't know at the time, and they weren't being vindictive. They weren't, but they just, it became, I don't want to say a waste of time, but it ended up being, you know, it didn't work out. So.
And they weren't the one.
And that happens.
Right?
That
happens a lot.
It happens.
So, thank you, ladies. Thank you, Alicia and Taylor,
thank
for joining
you
me tonight. Appreciate it. Thank you to Regime Entertainment, as I said. And make sure to check out itsnotmeradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And all of the shows are now on podcast on iTunes. Yay. So,
woo.
Oh, thank you. That was very good. Join me next week, same time, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday night, Central Time. And in the meantime, as usual, have a great week and peace out.